we should have been in an NFC championship, and now we should be one of the prohibitive favorites in the NFC.
Pretty damn good.
To have everything kind of in place, it allows you to plan a little bit better, I think.
We'll look at all options as we go forward.
I trust that Goody has finally figured out the formula and the way that he wants to go about things in drafting.
These draft picks need to hit.
We have 11 right now. I'd love to end up with 13, 14 or more.
Packers are basically leaning their Super Bowl chances on the fact that Goody hits another draft.
Cooper DeJean is a heck of a football player.
Here he comes. Cooper DeJean cuts it back. He scores.
Chop Robinson.
Denied. Oh, he got planted. Chop Robinson. Chopped him down.
I haven't been able to figure out Braylon Allen.
Hand it off to Allen. And second effort. He gets the first down. Bounces off a defender.
Tomorrow starts with me. Caleb Williams is being compared to the prospect of Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow.
You're talking it, you got to back it up. And he certainly has the talent to do it.
I think the best player in the draft is probably Harrison from Ohio State.
I mean, after the first two picks, things could get wild.
I think they're going to move in some way, either on day one or day two.
He's moved a lot in the first round before.
This stuff never goes as you think it will. And there's always little curveballs that come along and things that change.
I don't think they're going to use all five of their day one, day two picks.
I just think the future is really bright.
The guys who have been the can't miss guys, I've hit.
To make it to the highest level in your sport, it's awesome and it's a blessing.
It'll happen again this year. You'll see.
Our guys are going to get to work.
But the Gutenator.
We believe in the draft. It's the biggest part of it.
The Green Bay Packers select...
Tomorrow starts with me.
The Green Bay Packers select Johnny Montage. Coming back strong. Jesse Nelson, good work. All right, the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. Let's get to our green and gold draft preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the green and gold game preview.
Goody against his board is the matchup.
Put all my work in the montage. Didn't get a chance to update that. But yes, round one of the NFL draft is tonight in beautiful, scenic downtown Detroit. The Green Bay Packers holding the 25th overall pick, but plenty of storylines to go around, guys. Let's start with you, Tausch. What is the big storyline heading into this year's NFL draft?
Yeah, I think initially it would have been Chicago. That story has been written. It's the non-Natasha Bedingfield of the draft. I think it all comes down to Minnesota. All we're hearing all offseason, and when Minnesota made that trade to get a second first-round pick was, they're making a move. And in correspondence with that, I think where J.J. McCarthy goes, from a Packer fan standpoint, none of us would have a problem if the Minnesota Vikings gave up a haul and grab J.J. McCarthy. I would not. And I also think you want more quarterbacks, more panic, more quarterbacks and wideouts, the better I think Green Bay is going to be positioned. So to me, the storyline tonight is going to be, is this going to be a chalk draft where it's just bing, 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 or is somebody going to pull the trigger on making that big move? And I think Minnesota knows they need to get ahead of the Giants if they want to get there. Are they willing to give Arizona or New England that haul of picks to go get a guy that they like, maybe don't love? That, to me, is going to be where the draft starts.
So I know that I'm a little bit draft day film obsessed, but is it just me, or does J.J. McCarthy feel like Bo Callahan?
I think it's just you.
If he goes in the first round, I think there are teams that have reservations. I mean, he's going to go in the first round. I shouldn't say if, when. But the idea that six quarterbacks are going to go in the first round, potentially Bo Nix of Oregon being the sixth, I just think it speaks to what Tausch has talked to for a very long time, and that is the mirage, the wandering in the desert, so desperate you'll drink the sand. It's all about that. It's all about the quarterback. And it's become that if you need a quarterback, you have to take your shot, and if you miss, you're probably going to get fired and no longer be the general manager of that team. But you have no choice but to take the shot because you don't have a chance if you don't get the guy. And so to me, that's the overarching storyline of this draft, is all the desperation at quarterback, not just the Bears and Caleb Williams, but all the way down the draft boards, that there are this many teams that are like I just find myself wondering, is J.J. McCarthy... I saw something, I saw Adam Schefter talking about this on TV yesterday. ESPN Bets had put the Los Angeles Chargers as the most likely landing spot for J.J. McCarthy. That they were going to trade Justin Herbert so they could get J.J. McCarthy to be the quarterback for Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers.
Yeah.
And yeah, Adam Schefter, who doesn't poo-poo a lot, poo-pooed it in a big way.
Yeah.
I think
you're going to look at this, and this draft class, I think Caleb Williams, for as great of a talent as he is, I think there's question marks.
Yeah.
Dan Orlovsky said Jaden Daniels should be the number one pick. Jaden Daniels is a stud. I would be very leery of passing. I understand why they're going to. I think Washington, if they can get the rest of their blank together, they have a chance to make a big jump. I would not be dead set on any of the other quarterbacks. And I think Michael Penix, who is, I think, a sixth-year quarterback, two ACLs, left-handed, I won't want any part of that. Somebody will take a flyer, but I won't want any part of that. I do not think that's going to end up being a good move from whoever ends up getting him.
Jesse, what's next?
I would take Penix as a backup. Tausch, did you imply that the draft doesn't start until a trade is made?
I think Arizona is going to be the most intriguing piece to this draft.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you this, then, because this is exactly the question.
Well, you just asked me a question, and you're being a smart blank.
I was, yeah. Question number two in our draft preview. Besides,
well, that actually is question three. Just for the record, this is actually question three, since you poo-pooed my answer to question two.
Besides the Packers, which team are you most interested in observing in tonight's first round of the draft? Tausch?
Oh, great question, Jesse. Great question.
That is the second question.
That was the third question. Go back and run the tape. Dallas Cowboys. I am intrigued by what Dallas is going to do. Are they going to go boring? What are you raising your arms
about? You were just talking about you're most fascinated by the Cardinals. I interrupted you to ask the question that you're already answering, and then you change your answer to the Dallas Cowboys.
No, you asked me if it was chalk or if this is where is the draft going to start, and I think Arizona is where it's going to start. I think the other three picks are already baked into the cake. I think they're done. So the Dallas Cowboys, because they're in their last, they're in, as Evan Cohen from Unsportsman like said, it's their last dance before their first dance. And I think that is a great way to look at it because I think they might do something crazy. I think they are donezo with Dak, and I think Dak should be donezo with them. And I think they're going to look long and hard at a quarterback at their spot. I think so. And if that happens, the world, as we know it, the draft world complex will implode if that happens. That will be the storyline tomorrow if it happens, and I wouldn't be shocked if it does.
I'm most interested in the Chicago Bears because not only do they have Caleb Williams first, but they also have the 9th overall pick. And I'm very eager to see what they do because they impact the Packers most directly of any of these teams that we're talking about. I am very curious to see what Ryan Poles and the Bears do in the draft because they have an opportunity, after many years of wandering in the wilderness, to get things right. And we'll find out as time goes on if they do. Question three.
Our third and fourth or final question. The Gutenator, as you see on the video stream, wins round one of the NFL draft if blank. Fill it in, old T.
Yeah, I think if he is able to secure another pick, I really want him getting another first next year. And I think he can do it. I think there's a way to manipulate this whole deal, and especially if somebody... If, let's say, Penix, or let's say Bo Nix, some quarterback desperate team gets crazy and says, I need to get that fifth-year option, like what Green Bay did a couple years ago, trading up, Not to the same degree, but I think I'd love to see Goody secure a big-time pick in next year's draft, too, and get that haul using the fact that he is not desperate. He doesn't need to even make a pick tonight, and I think we'd be all right if he's able to secure a ton of other stuff because he still has four or five more picks coming. I think that would be a home run for Goody tonight.
I'll tell you what the home run is. So he stays at 25. He does not take Chop. He gets Cooper DeJean. But then he packages one of his second-round picks and something else to go up into the first round again and takes Xavier Worthy, the wide receiver. Rob Domofsky, who you, what do you call him, the newsbreaker? He and I did our draft on WBAY-TV up here. And I think we mentioned, maybe it was on the day that you were off, that the Packers, among their visits before the draft, was Xavier Worthy. And you think, well, gosh, they've got so many good wide receivers. What would they draft a wide receiver for? But wouldn't that be something if for the first time in 22 years, the Packers use a first-round pick like they did with your old teammate Javon Walker in 2002 with Mike Sherman making the picks, and they take Xavier Worthy, fastest guy in the draft, and they augment and they give Jordan Love yet another weapon.
Wow.
That would be something tonight. Don't think it's going to happen. You're poo-pooing.
It would be something. It would definitely be something. I would not like that at all.
Because?
I understand where you're coming from. The last, as I said all week, the only spots I'd be shocked if they use one of their first three picks is quarterback and wideout. Be shocked if they do. Let these young guys, it would tell me I don't believe in this receiving core like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
If you have five or six guys like we're all talking about, and all of them are studs, or at least some of them, and everybody's got a role, you don't go unless one of those top three that everybody's talking about, Harrison, the dude from Washington, Obuzin, whatever his name is, that's where, if that falls and there's just too much value, maybe. I don't want a wideout until late Friday at the earliest.
Quote Rob Domofsky, love Xavier Worthy. Love Xavier Worthy. I don't know if those are the same people that also told him that Zach Tom is a Hall of Fame center. I don't know. But I thought it was really interesting when he said that on our little TV program last night. All right, that is our green and gold draft preview. It's not presented by Johnson & Sons Paving, but if Johnson & Sons Paving was doing a draft to add to their staff, I think they would pick Tausch High. Although, with all the gifts they've been giving you, it seems to me like you're their Caleb Williams.
I hope so. That would be fun.
Bush.
And here is our last fun fact of the thing. And Jason, I have your little thing, so I have to read it.
Why didn't you wait a minute. You have a phone. I don't need the piece of paper. You could have taken a picture of the piece of paper and sent it to me, and then I could have been reading it.
All right, you know what? We'll wait till next week to do the last big reveal. Who wants a visit with old T? Well, I hope it's y'all. Johnson & Sons Paving. They're inviting, that's great, inviting me out to one of their job sites this summer, and that could be with your business. All it takes, book an appointment before May 31st, and you could see me out there with the crew from Johnson & Sons Paving, who, by the way, have two decades of experience, and they're ready for the challenge that winter has left us, and we all know what that means. Pothole City, USA. Damage to cars, bad aesthetics, you name it. We're going to get this fixed. Get the impacted asphalt areas patched up or completely replaced. And I think the last gift is going to be fun for old T. We'll get to that next week. But visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com. Today I got all the gear. I got all the stuff. I got the level. I got the hard hat. I got sunflower seeds. I got sunscreen. I got all the stuff that the Johnson & Sons Paving crew has given. I am ready to get to work. Again, sign up. I'll be eligible to come out and get the job done with y'all at JohnsonandSonsPaving.com.
We'll get a taste of what the mock drafts are saying about tonight's 25th overall pick. And it looks like our old friend Mel pulled a switcheroo. We'll tell you who he's got now. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse has been curating not just your Vontae Mack no matter what texts, but you also took the time in between Johnny montaging and changing the audio for the Green and Gold draft preview to also curate everyone's mock draft picks for the Packers at 25. One of the ones that you left off the list belongs to Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network, who does a fantastic job, former scout for the Baltimore Ravens. He's on the Cooper DeJean train, too. But, Jesse, not everyone is on the Coop. I think Tausch said earlier, if you're mocking, you're cooping. He's not right. So maybe it's not as popular as we think. What do you got?
That is what we heard. If you're mocking, you're cooping. So these are the latest solo mock drafts from everybody, because you may recall Mel Kiper and Field Yates collaborated to do an alternating one.
And that was Coop.
And that was Coop. But in Mel's final solo mock, he has Amarius Mims.
Mel solo mock. I'll take you up. All right.
Would have been better if he actually had some lyrics to go with it there on the
what
fly.
What the hell was that?
I liked where he was going, and I don't want to discourage it in the future. I just think that there would have been better with some lyrics.
I'm sorry, what song was that? Red Solo?
I heard you're a huge country music fan. I think I have to settle that.
When you're out hunting, you listen to Red Solo.
Yeah, when you're out hunting, Mel Solo Cup. All right, what did Mel Solo draft say?
Mel Solo mock has Amarius Mims from Georgia going to the Green Bay Packers.
Mimsy. He must watch that TV show Wildy's on.
He must.
Big fan.
Field Yates also had Amarius Mims from Georgia going to the Packers in his final solo mock.
He's becoming the new, if you're mocking, you're Amarius.
You're Mimsin. Mimsy. Matt Miller, ESPN's Matt Miller, also an NFL draft analyst, he has Cooper DeJean coming to the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Reed did the most work on anybody. He did a full 7-round mock, which is insane.
So what percentage of the 260 picks or whatever it is do you think Jordan Reed gets?
I would love
12,
to find out.
14?
We should follow up with him next week and see how many he actually got right out of the... I think it's 257. If I saw it correctly. Of the 257, how many
Good
think he hits?
Him.
He had Graham Barton from Duke going to the Green Bay Packers.
Barty!
And then, of course, we did, and he's the center from Duke. I forgot if I said center or not. And then Domofsky with ESPN's NFL Nation. We heard yesterday when the NFL Nation reporters all got together and made their selections one by one. Domofsky took Cooper DeJean from Iowa.
And then regretted it.
And then instantly regretted and came on with us and said he regretted it. Yes. So what I ask of you, because we haven't reviewed the mocks besides Mel's all draft season long, now that we see these are the final picks in from ESPN's panel, what does it say to you, if anything, Old T?
I think they try their best to predict what they think other teams are looking at, but then I really believe that these mockers mainly are looking at position of need and then who fits into that general realm.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys also, they hear things. So I think there's no doubt the Green Bay Packers, along with a lot of teams, like Cooper DeJean. They love his athleticism. There's a lot of things to like. So it fits I think it fits a little bit because Goody is shown and the Green Bay Packers have a liking to Iowa Hawkeyes. I think there's a part of that. But mainly it is these guys need a safety slash corner. They need someone mm-hmm. versatile. They got the new system. And I also think, and this is why I don't think it's going to be DeGene, these guys talk, and I think Belichick said this on McAfee last week, and I think he's got his big show tonight, which I think will be fascinating because he's been so anti-media for so long. And I love the fact that he is now jumping into the media world, and I think he'll do really well with it. But until the last 12 hours, everything is basically bull blank. And it's all agent-driven. It's trying to pump up your guys to get. So until this last 12, then you're going to start hearing things that are actually have some merit. And I think the fact that all of those things fit is why you're seeing Cooper DeGene, his mm-hmm. name popping up on all of these mocks.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. And again, that doesn't mean that it will turn out to be wrong. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it all makes sense, and then what actually makes sense is what ends up happening. And there are a lot of pieces here that fit, not just need. Like, Goody is a Cooper, is an Iowa guy in terms of their program and the kinds of players they produce. I believe he was at their pro day, and he said he only went to 5 or 6 pro days. So, I don't think that it's outlandish, but not to do the windy thing, but it makes you wonder if there's some subterfuge there, or if, and Tausch, tell me if I'm wrong about this, but there is a kind of a groupthink that occurs with the draft industrial complex. And this guy's picking DeGene to go to them, so now this guy's putting them in his mock to go to them, and suddenly there's this kind of consensus that maybe doesn't really exist that in the draft room, because, look, we're all, to a certain degree, guessing. And it's to varying degrees, right? I mean, Rob can talk to a couple of guys in the building. I can talk to a couple of guys in the building, and they can tell us, oh, we really like this guy. But maybe
what have
they're
you heard from the building?
Maybe they're messing with
give us a little juice. What are you hearing from the building?
That's Rob's thing. You think Rob's the only one who talks to people in the building?
You know, you're telling me you haven't talked to anybody in the building?
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you what they tell me, though.
All right, great. Yeah, I just think there's a lot of poker playing, subterfuge, and all this other stuff. And
that's my point. Like, what if someone's telling...
Danny Graziano said it best. Nobody knows a damn thing.
Right, but for example, and I'm joking
except
about...
Rob.
Except for Rob. My point is that, so you can joke about what somebody says in the building, right? Well, but what if that somebody says, oh, you know, Wildy's got that really popular radio show because of Tausch. A lot of people listen to it. It's going to catch a little fire on social media if I put this bug in Wildy's ear and then he wants to sound like he's a really smart guy and an insider and he throws it out there that Graham Barton is really a perfect fit for us. So I'm going to tell him that it's Graham Barton that we really like because he's a left tackle in college that we can move around. Zach Tom, after seeing Sewell's contract, is not going to have any interest in moving to center. He's going to want to get paid like Penei Sewell did by the Lions. So we're going to take Graham Barton and have him play center right away. And maybe they don't actually want Graham Barton at all, but they want that subterfuge out there. So I do think it's really interesting.
So you're not going to be a patsy. What you're telling me is you don't want to be a patsy.
Tool, if you will, yeah. Look, I do think they like Graham Barton. I do think they like him. I don't know if they like him enough to move up to get him, which it sounds like they have to do, and it sounds like that's the case with a lot of these tackles.
I love how everybody acts like all these players have to be moved up to get.
Right.
There's only 24 teams picking it. If there's 5 quarterbacks, that means there's, you do the math on it, what is that, 19, 18? All right, whatever.
Right, but if there's, let's say there's 6 offensive linemen that are worth a number one pick on the Packers, a first round pick on the Packers board. If 5 go in the first 18, now you're sitting 7 picks away and there's 1 guy left. you're going to cross your fingers and hope that he gets to you? I don't know.
Seems like that's Goody's philosophy.
I agree. And I think it's the right way to do it.
Ifs and buts are candy and nuts. You know how that goes. Christmas and things of that nature. So, yeah. The thing is, Goody, I don't know who the last... This would have been a great question. Who's the last player that Goody drafted that he loved and had to have? I don't know if he would have answered it, but because he takes such a...
Jordan
such
Love.
He takes such an emotionless
approach
to it.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a fascinating question to ask him.
My fascinating question for you is, there's no Bucks game until Friday. Are you still dabbling in your prize picks? And did you get your picks in on time if you played last night?
I did not play last night. I will play tomorrow night. I'm going to wait to see because, you know, Prize Picks has all these fun little weekly promotions and special offers for some of these big moments. You got the NHL, you got hockey, you got baseball, you got hoops. You got it all. Download the app today. Use that promo code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, that's code WI on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com. Use that code WI. You get a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It is literally that easy.
Our Steinhoffel sleepers of the draft. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Is it draft week? But at Steinhoffel's, it's temper week. The absolute best time to get a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Stop in and test rest the all-new Tempur-Pedic Adapt and get a $25 gift card to Panera, Dunkin' Donuts, Raising Cane's, or Portillo's. And if their new Tempur-Pedic Adapt isn't in stock when you stop in the store, it's free. Who doesn't love free? So get in and test rest the new Tempur-Pedic Adapt and have lunch on Steinhoffel's. Nothing beats a great night's sleep on a new Tempur-Pedic from Steinhoffel's. Time now for our Steinhoffel sleepers of the draft. Don't sleep,
you gotta stay up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel sleepers of the week on Wilde and Tausch.
Time now for our Steinhoffel sleepers of the draft. Jesse, how do you envision this going? Are we supposed to pick a player that no one's heard of?
I think, like, at this stage of the game, everybody's heard of all the players that are expected to be your first-round picks. And if you have a sleeper, it's probably something that isn't even going to resonate with anybody. So what I would like to do, instead of picking a specific player, unless if you want to go rogue and pick a player, go for it. All the power to you. I would like to go by position, because I think we've talked heavily about edge rusher and offensive line being the positions the Packers will want to target. What's your sleeper position that the Gutenator may go rogue and surprise us with a pick tonight?
Tausch?
So, I teased yesterday, and I know sometimes we take a couple days to pay off teases. There is a player that I think would be a great fit for the G&G, and he's a little dinged up. He got hurt at the back end of last season. But he was part of the national championship team with Michigan. He is a heck of a player. He's a big-time leader. He doesn't necessarily fit everything that the Gutenator likes to go with, but I like this kid. I like this kid a lot, and I think because he was injured, you're going to get a good value on him. Zach Zinter from Michigan. He plays in the interior. I think he's going to be somebody that'll be available in one of these picks. One of these, second, third day, early on. I would love to see the G&G. I'd love to see him go get Tanner Bortolini. But I think Tanner has elevated himself. I think he might go a little earlier than Green Bay wants because of how well he tested. I think Tanner ends up going to the Dallas Cowboys earlier because you know what the Dallas Cowboys love? Centers from the University of Wisconsin. Freddie, Biadasz, Bort. I think you're going to see that happen, Captain. And I think you're going to see Zinter from Michigan coming to the Green Bay Packers.
Interestingly enough, Mark Tauscher, I don't know how closely you have been monitoring their visits, their top 30 visits. Zach Zinter came to Green Bay for a pre-draft visit, one of the 30 that the Packers are allowed. So that is a great, great sleeper. I'm going to go off that same list. And there are two guys on that list at a position that is, I think, a sneaky need. Yes, they drafted Lucas Van Ness last year. Yes, they paid Rashawn Gary. No, they're not going to get Chop Robinson. I think he's going to be gone by the time they're on the clock. No. I think he's got too much potential. Okay. I know he only had 4 sacks at Penn State last year. There's another guy from Penn State who only had 5 sacks his last college season at Penn State. You know who that is?
Who is it?
That's Micah Parsons, who may be the best defensive player in the league right now. So, I think edge rusher is a sneaky need. Preston Smith, I can't believe he's still on the team. He's already had his 30th birthday. We don't want guys like that anymore.
Well, he keeps taking pay cuts.
Kingsley Enagbare.
Oh, like him.
Who we like. Tore his ACL in Dallas. Don't know when he's going to be back this season. There are 2 edge rushers that they brought in for visits, like Zach Zinter, that I think bear watching. One is Austin Booker from Kansas. He's projected as a 3rd-ish round pick, but played for the Jayhawks. Obviously, we have an affinity for the Jayhawks because of their coach, so that's one name. The other name is a kid from Western Michigan, Marshawn Kneeland, who is another edge rusher. He's also kind of a fringe-ish late first, most likely second-round pick guy. 2 guys that I think bear watching because they came in for visits and the Packers had an interest. So those are my sleepers presented by Steinhoff's. Jesse, do you have one?
I do. And it's the same school that Tausch pointed out. And it's not a pick that I expect them to make in round 1. Because
the Iowa punter. Iowa punter would be a sneaky sleeper.
I would not be mad if in the 7th round they snagged the Iowa punter.
I wouldn't either.
That would be...
Dude controlled the football game like I've never seen a punter do. It was an unbelievable day.
Game changer.
He was.
It's not the Iowa punter. I am going to say that with all the moves that Goody made this offseason at the running back position, you wouldn't expect the Packers to pick a running back. But if the value in round 2 or round 3 is there with one of those picks to grab Blake Corum from Michigan, I would be interested in that. Because he's a guy who's played in the elements, another guy who's controlled the tempo of the game. Tausch, you saw him in person. He's a good running back.
Pour me in, coach. I'm all in on Corum.
And if you're looking for a replacement to A.J. Dillon at some point, like, he's kind of thick. He can get the short yardage situation. Like, I like Corum a lot. And I don't know how this Jacobs...
Your idea thick might be a little different.
All right, well...
He is a dynamic football player. And by the way, they win a national championship on Corum's back, along with that O-line, not J.J. McCarthy.
It's because they couldn't throw the ball against Chop.
Well, go watch the film. I'm not lying.
I know. I used it in my story. Torrey Taylor, by the way, is the Iowa punter who I'm curious to see where he gets drafted. is he as big of a weapon for an NFL team as he was for the Iowa Hawkeyes, who punted a lot? I'm
very curious. New rule of thumb for Old T, you never draft a kicker or a punter unless it's late sixth, early seventh, because you're doing the kid a disservice. You draft
a
kicker.
Late sixth. That's what they did. Do you think they did a disservice to Anders Carlson then?
I'm telling you, I just said late sixth, seventh. I'm talking about this punter or any of the other kickers.
BJ
Sanders.
You're
doing these kids a disservice by drafting them third or fourth round because you're A, you're handing them a gig, and B, the amount of pressure you put on these guys, most of them aren't up to the task. Let them. It's like when you're doing fantasy football draft. You don't draft a kicker or a defense until later in the draft. You don't go out there that early. I don't care. Sebastian Janikowski, great. How'd that work out? He was a fine kicker,
yeah,
not a Hall
good.
Of Famer. You use a first-round pick? Don't do it. Sixth, seventh round, earliest for... I don't care if Jan Stenerud walks through those doors. I ain't drafting him until the sixth round.
So you're okay with the selection of Anders Carlson? Because being a draft pick...
Not if he kicks like you did last year.
Well, my point is that I would take your opinion one step further and say, just don't draft specialists. Don't. It's not worth it. I know that Mason Crosby turned out to be pretty good. But also, so did Ryan Longwell in the same year that you drafted a guy in the third round. So I would argue you can find somebody. And hey, if you end up with Greg Joseph from the Vikings instead of Anders because you didn't, because you just picked him up, his numbers were almost exactly the same as Anders last year. See an upgrade? You didn't have to spend a sixth-round pick. You could have gotten a Micah Hyde-type player at the sixth round, potentially. Because he was a sixth-round pick as well. All right, those are our Steinhoffel's sleepers of the draft. We need to play some trivia. Jesse, what do you got today? And did Tier 1 Tyler have anything to do with it?
Tier 1 Tyler stayed far away from this, but you guys do know what's going on.
The Brewers are playing the Pirates?
No, we're not doing Pirates today.
Okay.
Today's category is Packers first-round picks in honor of the NFL draft getting started tonight. Kind of a layup there. But... a lot of pressure on our contestant today.
Oh, come on. We got done talking about drafting specialists early and the pressure you put on them, and now you do that.
We ain't looking for a specialist. It's draft day. You got montages floating around. We're looking for a rock-solid champion to call in today and keep this streak going.
We need a closer tomorrow,
don't
but we
run
need a
from
setup
it.
Guy today. We need a setup
don't
guy
run
today.
From it. No, we need a we need someone to finish the deal.
Perfect
here
week in play.
Yep.
I don't root for people very often in this. I obviously root for everyone to get all the answers correct, no matter who they are. But now that the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay has hired its new women's basketball coach, the former head coach at South Dakota State, or South Dakota, South Dakota, the Coyotes. I kind of want Dan in Brothertown to play soon, because I'd like to talk a little bit about how that impacts his life. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 10 right now. I'm not going to make you do 25 because the Packers are picking 25th. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. I feel like starting something. The pain it subsides the minute I go.
Let's play some trivia. Draft day trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Rick in DeForest. Rick, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, gentlemen?
Well, I got to be honest, Rick. I'm a little concerned for you. Not only has Jesse put the pressure... well, not only has he put the pressure on you the perfect week, but North and South Seafood and Smokehouse is a great partner of ours. We love their food. Yeah. Paula and the girls and I always eat there when we're in town. But my understanding is you're there now. Are you on the clock? And is that...
I am.
Okay. Have you gotten the go-ahead from the crew over there that you can use company time to play trivia on our show?
I would assume so. My stuff done.
Okay. Good.
I got my guy. Hey, Not Rick, before I ask this first question, the proper smokage of a brisket.
Oh, God.
I continue whatever.
The chewy brisket guy.
It chewy brisket chewy.
Guy.
How can I fix, besides coming to North and South and just getting it, how can I, if I'm cooking my own, how do I get rid of the chew when I'm smoking a brisket?
Jay, I would love to help you. However, I'm on the good-looking side of things. I'm at the front of the house. I'm the server side, the bartender side. I don't get into the cook side.
Fair enough. All right. Well, here we go. Good-looking. Hey, good-looking, what you got cooking, Rick? Let's see how you do. Last year's Packers first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness. This is what we're doing. We're doing a nickname. Has gone by which nickname affiliated with Greek mythology? Is
Hercules?
Is it Zeus? Oh, you got it already. Okay. It wasn't that good of a third one anyways. Nice job, Rick.
Thank you.
All right, question two. Prior to Jordan Love in 2020, which of these players was the last offensive player the Packers selected in the first round of an NFL draft? Was it Brian Bulaga, Derek Sherrod, or Jermichael Finley?
Derek Sherrod.
Oh, I'm getting nervous.
All right. Perfect week. And it can continue if you get this correct. Rick, which of these Packers first-round draft picks did not play college football at an ACC school? Is it Darnell Savage, B.J. Raji, or Jair Alexander?
Jair Alexander. Sorry, guys.
We ain't mad at you.
Don't apologize to us. You're the one with one fewer chip in the hopper now. The streak is over. The correct answer. This is sneaky, too. By the way, no. The correct answer is Darnell Savage. Because Maryland, while a long-time ACC school, moved to the Big Ten.
That's correct.
Rick, I'm sorry, man. And the joy that Jesse is taking right now in this is about what you'd expect.
That's really too bad.
That's a shame, as you like to say.
Four away. We got close.
Rick, you still got two out of three, right? That means you got three of the possible four entries. You only got one fewer chip in the helmet than the first three winners this week, so you still got a shot. Good luck to you, and say hi to everybody at North and South for us.
We're going to take care, guys.
I had a bad feeling about that question from the very get-go. Felt like a trick question.
I thought
you know
they
what
were
I would say to Rick
sneaky well, today, so I was surprised. Yeah, they were all. Able to...
First one was I didn't think it was a great question, but I thought the other ones were fair. Hey, perfect weeks are hard to come by. It can't be handed to you on a silver.
How many have we had?
Oh,
not
I
many.
Mean, yeah, three or four.
I don't even know if we've had more
three
than
or
one.
Four. Three or four is also the number of Coors Lights that Tausch would enjoy during a Bucks game, although tomorrow's 4:30 tip time, I don't know how that influences your schedule.
It actually have a lot more than three or four with a Bucks game with a 4:30 tip. And it would be Coors Light in my hand. Brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged because it's made to chill in the mountains. On Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans, they turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. A Golden, Colorado.
Okay. The 11 o'clock hour starts as the 9 o'clock and the 10 o'clock hours did with Johnny Montage. Then it will be followed by some more discussion of the draft and a little Take It to the Bank. Been a while since we played that. That's all still ahead in the 11 o'clock hour, which kicks off in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.